Yes, of course, there are some people who would actually say that singing is the best way to actually get people in the mood. But to address this whole expert, we are delighted, almost beyond conceivable sort of joy, to actually be able to welcome two fabulous fine folk. Of course, first up, sex, body, language and relationships expert extraordinaire. That would be the fabulous Tracy Cox. Good morning, Tracy. How are you? Oh, that's very good. All's well with the world. That's the important thing. And we should also have Mark Jones, MD of Mechabinga, though. Are you there, Mark?
I am. Good morning.
Brilliant. Okay, it's a little bit quiet there, but we'll turn up our gain and the magic will work through. Tracy, let's start off with this whole thing. Winning a sum of money, clean bed sheets, and losing weight all top the Get Them in the Mood poll. What's going on there?
They do. Well, there was research commissioned by Mecca. Surveyed 2,000 British adults to find out what turns us on as a nation.
Mm.
And the results weren't what you expect, right? The traditional things like a romantic dinner out didn't even make it to the list, which I found extraordinary.
Mm.
And also, the sort of turn-ons were quite interesting because the sort of things that you'd expect women to say, men said, and vice versa. So the top three for men, for instance, were... Number one was a night out with the boys, which is interesting, and sort of predictable, I guess, because you can get that they're let out without the other half, there's a bit of alcohol involved and all that sort of stuff. But number two on both lists for men and women were fresh bed sheets. Now, how bizarre is that, and what does that say about the cleanliness of the nation and how often we change the linen? And number three for men was a hot bath. Now, that you would expect to be on the female list, wouldn't you? Because, you know, that traditionally is a way that women, you know, relax and therefore get in the mood. And for men, you know, having sex used to be the way they would relax. But we're obviously so stressed now that we have to have a bath to even get in the mood to be relaxed by sex. So that was the top three for men. For women, losing weight was number one, which, again, I suppose isn't that surprising because, you know, the more attractive you feel, the more likely you feel for sex. Number two, the bed sheets again. And number three for women was winning a sum of money. Something like 60% of women were turned on by winning a sum of money.
Which is obviously good news for Mark Jones, I would have thought, really, in terms of this whole system. And I mean, did you realise this, Mark, that actually, you know, ladies going to the Mecca Bingo scenario, and of course men as well, were just thinking, yay, this is fun, let's get at it.
I wouldn't have necessarily thought that. So we were delighted with the results of the research. And it was a big survey, over 2,000 people.
Extraordinary.
So, yeah, I think it puts people in the mood, and that was the fun element of it. Making sure people get relaxed.
It's quite bizarre. We've got two young folk in the studio up here this morning, actually, both students, which of course you might say, well, what's that so going to say about clean bed sheets? But we have Kaylee and Matt. I mean, Matt, any surprise for yourself in this survey?
Yeah, I thought the women winning some money might have been in the men's list.
So basically,
really?
It would be a vicarious thrill that actually getting the wife to win some money would actually be, well, there's one something Tracy might not have considered.
It is. But the reason why winning, of course, turns us on is actually because of a brain function. Because when we win, our brains flood with excitatory neurotransmitters, which are things like serotonin and dopamine, which make us feel good. And when we're anticipating sex, exactly the same thing happens. So the brain, you know, so if you win and then you go home and you have sex, it's double the dose of all these happy chemicals floating about your brain. So that's the link between the two. The brain sort of does the same thing in both instances.
You see, this, Tracy, is one of the reasons why you are quite clearly the nation's favourite psychotherapist, relationships expert, in any sense of the word, etc., because you've got the science and you've got the charm as well. It's fantastic. Yeah, it's just genius stuff there. If Roy Hodgson and the boys do the business next year, we can expect a baby boom coming out of a Brazilian World Cup win, it would seem.
Well,
I thought that would create a momentary silence there. What, you're saying England going to win the World Cup next year? Good heavens.
Yeah. Well, I certainly hope they do. Yeah. Hopefully it will lead to a boom all round, but I think that's a big ask.
I mean, just one of those sort of key areas in terms of ways that Brits are put in the mood. A third of those surveyed believed another World Cup win would result in a baby boom, as indeed would a heatwave, recession, an extra national bank holiday and a royal baby. The heatwave and recession is interesting. Is that a case of, well, we might as well make a family or have some fun? There's nothing else to do.
Well, the recession, I think, because you stay in more. You're looking for things to do at home together. The heatwave, I think that would probably be more about the fact that people have got very little clothes on.
Yeah.
And it's a general mood. I mean, when there's a heatwave, you know, anything that creates a difference than the norm puts you, you know, gets you out of your normal routine and the humdrum of everyday life. Like a heatwave is, you know, it's something new. It's, you know, it's different. It's, you know, people sort of generally do end up doing things that they don't normally do, like getting outside with their bikinis on and, you know, like posing. So it's anything that exposes flesh, anything that creates a difference in our normal routine, and just general exuberance, like things like the Royal Baby, the World Cup, you know, anything that gets the nation as a, you know, into a good mood, releases again those neurotransmitters that we associate with happiness. And the happier we are, the more we'll want to get physical with our partner.
I was just going to say that. Of course, the likelihood of me actually wearing a bikini is unlikely. It's not going to happen. And you know, if people are sort of texting in to say that, don't worry about that. Kaylee, any thoughts from yourself about this survey?
I just want to say I was a bit surprised that hot bath is number 3 on the top 10 list for boys.
I know.
That is a bit of a surprise. But
has that not been your experience then? No, don't go there. It's all right.
No, don't go there.
I suppose it is okay. Obviously, sauna not in from that point of view. But actually, still within the sort of turn-ons for men, cleaning the house. Yep, I thought that was astounding.
I know, I did too, until you think about it. Now, men still don't think of housework as their job. They think of it as her job. So if they've cleaned the house, they think that they're going to be due a reward when she comes in, and she's going to be so fabulously pleased with him that that's where that one comes from. But I just found it quite interesting that none of the things that we traditionally, like a nice meal cooked for them, nothing like that was on the list. So so it's quite extraordinary, isn't it? Or dinner out? I thought that would have been high on the female list.
I mean, is this just a case of changing patterns, changing sociological routines, or in this 21st century age of metrosexuality, is this a genuine sort of sea change we're seeing? The beginnings of, you know, if you want to actually start a family or get frisky, get yourself down to the Mecca Bingo scenario.
I think it's a little bit of both. I think I like the fact that we're becoming more metrosexual, because I think that, you know, women of the genders are far more like each other than they are unlike each other. So I quite like the direction that that's going in. But yes, I think the traditional, you know, we are changing as a society. We're a more stressful society, I think this indicates. And, you know, anything that puts us in the mood. And also, I think, you know, the night out with the boys was number 1 for him, and with her it was number 4. And I don't think that's necessarily a negative thing, because I think we need to accept that to have a happy relationship, you've got to have time apart from your partner as well as time with your partner. So I think there are shifts there that you can see in the results of the survey. So I found it really interesting, actually.
And I've got to ask the question to Mark, actually. Will Mecca Bingo be actually building specialised, I don't know, bed and breakfast sit-ups here? will there be an expansion of services with respect to Mecca Bingo? I mean, will you be sort of saying, oh, we've got to apply this to the business, guys?
Let me think about that one. What I might do is start offering bed sheets instead of some prize money.
It's a whole new way to actually sing housey-housey.
I think they should turn them into a dating place, because if women are in brilliant moods, then there should be more men going there, because A, they're going to meet lots of women, and B, they're going to be really up for it.
Let's just quickly test that. Kaylee, have you ever played bingo?
I haven't, no.
Never?
No,
right.
Never.
And Matt, would you consider sort of checking out the bingo line if Kaylee was sort of thinking, yeah, I'll do some bingo?
Yeah, I've played some bingo before.
All right.
Yeah.
Did it make you feel very happy? No, best not go. Tracy and Mark, it's been fantastic connecting with you. Good stuff. I've got two final questions for both of you. First of all, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us here on Southside Broadcasting today? Has it been okay for you?
Yeah,
it's been fantastic. I'd rate it as 11 out of 10.
Oh, my word. So the next critical question is, can we possibly look forward to maybe featuring you both again in the not-too-distant future to actually sort of see what these sort of things are changing and adjusting? Will you both return?
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Hey, Tracy Cox.
Especially if England win the World Cup.
I mean, remember where you heard it first, dear listener. You know? It could be resonating. This could actually set the universe in action, and suddenly, as if by magic, you know, we could be coming back with a trophy in all sorts of other ways. Tracy Cox, sex, body, language and relationships expert extraordinaire, as we said, and Mark Jones, MD, and Mecca Bingo. Many thanks indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you.